scumbags!
That's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2, Sports Rage late night. I am Morenci, the pits, the players, the hustlers, the people above him, and everyone else in between. They're throwing it down. We're breaking it down. The basketball tournament. We've got NASCAR. It's not the Brickyard 400. It's the big sanitizing hand machine 400 or something like that. I don't know. But what I do know is I like Kevin Harvick to win the race. That's what I do know. I also know that Gilbert Burns is out next week. UFC is not going to be fighting Usman. He tested positive for coronavirus. Jimmy Johnson tested positive for coronavirus as well. Legendary NASCAR driver. He had to withdraw from the race. The St. Louis Blues, the defending Stanley Cup champions, opened up their rink, had to shut it down. Positive coronavirus is running rampant throughout their facility. They're hoping to reopen up on Monday once they get things settled down a little bit right now. All right, so it's officially the 4th of July. For those of you on the East Coast, happy 4th of July. Don't, you know, don't hurt yourself with fireworks, all right, people? And we give you this warning every year. I warn people every year about this. Be careful with the fireworks. And you know what? Like, literally hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, are going to end up in the hospital tonight due to fireworks mishaps. All right. So Cleveland Indians released a statement saying they're considering changing their name. The Washington Redskins are going to be changing their name. The Edmonton Eskimos have announced they're looking into changing their name. Now the arguments begin about what names that they should go with. So we're going to break that down a little bit, but we're more into a, it's Friday night. And even though the mainstream stuff isn't going on, it doesn't matter. We got a ton of stuff to bet on, man. We got Chinese basketball actually going on right now. As we speak, the Fujian Sturgeons are kicking the crap out of the Sichuan Blue Whales right now, 62-46. That total just keeps sitting there at 196.5. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think we can get there. I think we can get there. You know what? Let's bet. We're not. Are we here? Are we here to sit around? Is this a library? Or are we here to make some money and bet? Small little play here. Sturgeons, blue whales. Not Cam's dinner. My over. Sturgeons, blue whales. Over the number. A little Chinese basketball. Big man on the other side. We talk more basketball.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, great job. Thanks. Hold on, I'm Morenci. I brought this up on Game Time Decisions briefly, but the NBA and the NBA players have agreed on the statements that they can put on the back of the jersey. Did you see this, big man? We'll get back to the basketball tournament. Wanting your take on the Philly squad. So I'm curious to see. Like I was wondering. All right, like who's gonna wear what? And I'm trying to read like the type of guy in the league. What's he gonna wear? Which one will he pick? So basically, guys, if you're unaware of this, NBA players wanted to wear victims' names on the back of the jersey. They weren't playing around. I actually liked it. It's pretty deep. And I like what Chris Paul said. He goes, you know, he said, we're worried that when we start playing, people are going to, like, be distracted and they're not going to think about issues anymore. But he said, if you saw their names on the back of our jerseys, you wouldn't be able to forget. And it was Chris Paul's idea. I'm getting a lot of respect for CP3. I really am. And, you know, Chris Paul, people think he's like this straight guy and all he's just about money and like the State Farm commercials and stuff. But you see when it hits the fan, big man, he's there. You know what I'm saying? He's a big player rep. He's got their back. You know what I mean? Like this guy reps there. He's got the best interest of the players on, you know, on his mind, this guy. So basically they can't do this because they needed permission from all the families. They didn't want to upset people. And it wasn't enough time. And also, it would have been really heavy, too. It would have freaked people out. Like, guys want to wear, like, Trayvon Martin jerseys and stuff. And it would have been deep. And I get it. So, like, these NBA players aren't playing around with this stuff, man. They got Black Lives Matter on the court. They got I Can't Breathe slapped on the court. They're going to get whatever they want on their jerseys. Now, me and Merrill brought it up today. Merrill said he think it'd be a better idea to put, like, a charity on the back, big man. You know what I mean? Send money to this. Hashtag this. Type thing or whatnot. But so just for the record, so on the top of the jersey, it'll be a statement or your name. You don't have to put a statement on the back of your jersey if you don't want to. It's not mandatory. So, you know what I mean? You can put your name, but if you put the statement, then the name will just go below the number. So the statements on the back of the jerseys, Black Lives Matter, say their names, I Can't Breathe, justice, peace, equality, freedom, enough, power to the people, justice now, say her name, yes we can, liberation, see us, hear us, respect us, love us, listen to us, stand up, ally, anti-racist, I am a man, speak up, how many more, education reform, group economics, I still don't understand that one, and mentor. And I think LeBron's going to go with mentor. When I saw all these, I'm like, man, LeBron's like the kingpin of the league. He's going to have mentor on his back. Well, what do you think of this this move by the NBA, big man?
I think it's cool. I mean, I think they should be able to put whatever they want on the back, but I think it's cool. I mean, I think it's something that's subtle, and I think it's something that people are obviously going to see a lot of. I think it's great. Good for them. Bring awareness.
Statements. I was going to say. Statements that the NBA said you can't do. F the police and free Hong Kong. Like, I'm just kidding. Those are two, like, because, you know, somewhere like on a list. What about, like, F the police? Hey, I can see silver. No, that one's not acceptable. What about free Hong Kong? No, that's not acceptable either. Sorry, big man. What are you going to say?
No, that's not, you know, I'm glad there's a couple you can't have. But, yeah, I heard there was vote. Is vote on there as well? I heard you can vote also.
Yeah, did I skip vote? Vote is.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. I'm curious to see, like, which players wear what. Like, I'm trying to get it right, big man, because, like, I kind of think I know their personalities. You know what I mean? Like,
I hope you're not betting on that, because that's going to be a tough one.
Wow. It's funny you say that, because I'm surprised there's not odds up yet, big man. Sounds like a bet to me, buddy.
I'm sure there'll be some.
I was like a bet to me. Like, yeah, LeBron +190, Black Lives Matter +250, mentor. Say her name. I'm curious to see, but I like it. I think it's a positive. I think it's a good move. Although I do think the charity would have been a good idea on the back of the jersey. Okay, big man. So who's the Philadelphia team? Who's the Philadelphia-based team in this tournament?
The Philadelphia-based team is going to be obviously teams in this area. You got a lot of Temple players. You got a couple just kids that are from the area. This team's interesting. I think it's a really guard-oriented team. You know, you got a lot of good scorers. They have a kid, Maurice Watson. He played at Creighton a couple years ago. He actually had a great year, and he tore his ACL late in the season and had to end up sitting out. But they have Khalif Wyatt. Khalif Wyatt's actually my favorite Temple player ever. Great player, Ramon Moore, out of South Philly High School. I watched him when I was younger. Great player as well. It's a really good team. Very guard-oriented. I think there's some teams in this league that, like, particularly tomorrow, there's odds already out.
What's their name, the Philly?
They're Brotherly Love.
Team Brotherly Love. Yeah, it's a dumb question. Team Brotherly Love. Yeah, okay, there we go.
They're actually laying 8 points tomorrow to the Stillwater Stars. That's still Clearwater Stars team, I would take the points. That's a decent team. It's all Oklahoma State players, so it's Oklahoma State players that have played recently, like Phil Forte, Markel Brown, LeBron Nash, Tyshawn Taylor from Kansas. It's a good team. That's a team. I'd be taking points in this league. I wouldn't be laying them real often. I also say there's a game tomorrow between House of Pain and War Tampa. House of Pain is a real interesting team as well. I know you mentioned Mike Doms on that team, Mooney, who played at Texas Tech. Yeah, they have a couple Illinois players as well. That game's going to be interesting. There's a lot of offense in that game. War Tampa has Fletcher McGee, Bryce Brown, shooters galore in that game. It's a shame you can't bet overs in that league. Gabe, one team to keep your
FanDuel totals up right now. FanDuel does. Just for the record, so first game up, 3 o'clock Eastern. 3 o'clock Eastern, D2 versus Big X. D2 versus Big X. Big X minus 5.5. As you mentioned, so I'm seeing Brotherly Love at FanDuel minus 6.5 right now. Stillwater Stars plus 6.5. Total 160.5. War Tampa plus 3. House of Pain minus 3. 157.5. Primetime Players plus 3.5. Team CP3, Chris Paul's team, minus 3.5. And Chris Paul isn't playing, but it's his team. He funds them. Sorry, go on, big man.
Yeah, I would – that War Tampa House paying game, I'd go over. There's going to be a lot of offense in that game. Also, Gabe, a sideline cancer against Team Hines. I actually know the coach of Sideline Cancer actually really well. He's a friend of mine. He actually played at a school near me. He's great guy, Charlie Parker. He coaches that team. They actually have that's an interesting game, Gabe. Team Hines has Ethan Happ on it. Sideline Cancer has Diamond Stone. Diamond Stone played at Maryland. That's a really good Big Ten matchup down low. Two big boys going at it. Sideline Yes, exactly. Sideline Cancer getting no respect in that game. Look, Team Hines is good. They're really solid. But Sideline Cancer has some really good scorers on that team. They have Diamond Stone. Keep your eye out. They have a guy named Marcus Keene. Marcus Keene played at Central Michigan. He was one of the best scorers I've seen over the last 5 years in college basketball. That's a good basketball team. They actually went pretty deep last year, Sideline Cancer. Keep an eye on them getting a couple too many points tomorrow against Team Hines.
Big man on campus. We could talk all night. Great stuff, as always, big man. We'll catch up Sunday. You know what? We'll have a couple of days under a belt of this tournament. We'll get into the MLS picks on Sunday night as well. Always a pleasure, big man.
I thank you, guys. Thanks, Gabe. Talk to you Sunday. See you later.
My big man on campus on Twitter, at big man on campus, a.k.a. Jeff Nadeau. Kevin Walsh is going to step up and in and throw it down with us. I know he's excited about this tournament as well. Pop up and in, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night, fastest 120 minutes of sports continues. Friday night pre-show edition of the program. Great stuff with Big Man on Campus. Man, that just flew by. We touched on everything. We hit the Serie A, we hit the EPL, we hit the basketball tournament, we hit the National Football League a little bit, and we didn't even get to everything that's gone on in the news of the day today. It's hard to keep up, actually. So Washington, we know the Redskins are going to be changing their name. Cleveland Indians announced. And you got a bunch of jackasses on Twitter. Well, what's next? Are the Indians next? Yes, they are, jackass. So, yes, the Indians are next. So, the Indians are next. People are talking about the Edmonton Eskimos in the Canadian Football League right now. Gilbert Burns doesn't get an opportunity to fight for a championship against Usman next week because he's got coronavirus. Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR legend, he's got coronavirus. Mike Trout doesn't have coronavirus, but he's scared of getting it. And Mike Trout says he's hesitant to fully commit to playing. He doesn't know. He's taking it day by day. And they asked him if he feels comfortable playing, and he said, no, I don't. like how he didn't hide it. He goes, no, I don't feel comfortable.
And he said, my wife is pregnant. I don't feel comfortable about the safety protocols. I'm scared of the virus, and my wife is pregnant. I like that he answered honestly. I guess he's a bad guy, though, right? Ooh, he's a bad guy somehow. Victor Oladipo, also a bad guy because he's not playing because he's hurt, but he actually is a good guy. He's going with the team anyways. It's not like copping out saying, oh, I'm not going. You know, I'd like to know, is Kyrie Irving going? Is Kevin Durant going? I bet you, I'm willing to bet money right now to say Kevin Durant's not going in the bubble to support his teammates. Victor Oladipo is. Let's bring in Kevin Walsh. He's here to support his teammates, joining us in the late night hours. What's up, Walsh?
What's going on, Gabe? Always supporting, especially the Friday Freak Show. What better show to be a part of?
Yeah. You know what? It's not weird. It hasn't been that freaky. Me and Big Man just like got into it and talked for like 90 minutes about basketball and everything. The show's just flown by. We're getting excited about the basketball tournament. Kind of snuck up on me, actually. Weird time to start it on the 4th of July, to be honest. Like my own personal opinion, it wouldn't be the time I'd start it. Like, why start it on a Saturday on the 4th of July afternoon? Wait till Monday or something. But whatever, it is what it is.
It's a good point, though, right? Because no one's doing anything. But if people were going to try and do something, it'd be on the 4th.
It's the one time. Listen, I've been in the business long enough, Kevin, to know that I'd say, listen, great idea, guys, but how about we don't start at July 4th, like on Saturday afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, let's start it on Monday. Like, there's no, like, you know what it
Even
is?
Sunday. It's
ESPN. ESPN must have told him to do it, bro. You know what I mean? ESPN's broadcasting.
Yeah.
So from mm-hmm. what I understand, Kevin, every game is on ESPN or ESPN2, though, right? Like, every game.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, if you look at FanDuel, it says TBT and then in brackets ESPN. That's how much ESPN is pretty much in control of this thing, kind of to what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. They own it. Exactly. Like ESPN basically owns this tournament. Listen, I've watched this tournament in the past, and I've enjoyed it. It's cool. I love pickup basketball. I like watching mm-hmm. dudes. I'm not one of these guys that thinks just because somebody didn't make it to the NBA, they're not a great basketball player. So I love it. Like, there's guys that have been in the NBA. Mm-hmm. There's guys that are just great ballers, dunkers, this and that. They played overseas. So we were going over some of the rosters. And Carmen's crew, these Ohio State guys, these guys have been the team to beat, bro. They went 8-0 last year. Solinger and Aaron Kraft and Buford and these guys. Man, they're good. I remember watching them, and they pissed me off. I hate Ohio State, so I'm an idiot. I bet against this team even in the past, Kevin. So I'm like, man, I hate Aaron Kraft, right? And they're good in this.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, can't you guys beat them? And the team, mm-hmm. like, listen, everyone's focused on Carmen's crew. They're the team to beat. But the hot shots, and, you know, even in their name, the overseas elite, right? The overseas elite are, like, mm-hmm. loaded up. They didn't like losing last year. They've won before. They didn't like losing last year to this Ohio State crew. So they've loaded up this year. Joe Johnson is joining them. So Joe Johnson's joining a team that already had Jarrett Jack, DJ Kennedy, DeAndre Kane, Justin Burrell, and Glenn Rice Jr. Now you throw in Joe Johnson. These guys are sort of the designated ringers coming in for the $1 million, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, overseas elite, I mean, it's ridiculous, right? So last year they lost to Carmen's crew. It's the only time they've ever lost in the history of this tournament. Like, they are that good. And their response, Gabe, was, yeah, bring us Joe Johnson, who won MVP of the Big Three. And arguably, like,
I
would be surprised
said,
if
Kevin.
Couple teams made a phone call.
I like what they said. They said, this is like adding Kevin Durant to the Warriors. Like, in this context, like, for overseas elite.
Yes.
They were already stacked. It's like, oh, now you got Joe Johnson, too, huh?
No, and that's kind of the thing with the price, right? Because usually when we're looking at the futures market, we don't always want to jump on the favor. I know they're plus 190, but FanDuel has one of their odds boosts up for them at plus 270.
Ooh.
Like, they're stacked. They even got Frank Sessions. You know, the guy who, that LA league that everybody plays in, the name is escaping me, but Harden played in it. I know you know what I'm talking about. The name is escaping me right now, but like Poo Jeter, Bobby Brown, like the team is ridiculously loaded for overseas elite. My only concern is, so we were talking on BATR at Betting Around the Rim, it's going to air tomorrow, Gabe, with mid-major Matt. And what I found out from him is that if one player on a team tests positive, because this is only a 10-day span, the whole team is out. So that's, to me, the worry with playing any kind of a futures bet is that COVID can knock out any team.
They are in quarantine, though, right? They're quarantining in Columbus. So they are going to be in quarantine for 10 days at least. Yeah. That's dangerous, though. One guy.
I mean,
one guy. You got to tell him.
One guy.
You
it's say, not like.
Oh, do not go to Taco Bell tonight, whatever you do. Like, don't leave the room, please. Tell a guy,
room
service
only. Because that's the thing.
Bro.
It's a 10-day window for $1 million. Like, if they can't – I'll tell you what. If teams get kind of popped out during this TBT, it will make me even more nervous for the NBA. Because if these guys can't keep it in the bubble for 10 days, then I don't know what the NBA is going to do for, you know, the couple months that they're looking to be in Orlando.
So, overseas elite plus 190. You got that nice odds boost. That's pretty good over at FanDuel. Yeah, you know what, though? And listen, FanDuel, the official sponsor of this show, I say this with all due respect. The fact that they've odds boosted only the overseas elite has trap written all over it, bro. Got trap written all over it. And this Carmen's crew, these guys go, and they're plus 390. They're getting no respect.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about these odds boosts before, right, Gabe? Like, the hook is, the worst-case scenario is you basically have money on their site that they're hoping you're going to continue to play. And the thing that I would think if I were them, the reason why you probably take that risk is you hope it gets people to be betting throughout the TBT, betting in-game and what have you.
I shouldn't say this, but I'm going
to.
Yeah. I remember I asked a guy, and listen, I did a show there every damn night, bro, okay, for 2 years, okay? So I was sitting there one night, the manager, I don't know if you know the big guy, I don't know if Kyle Hamburg's here, you know the monster guy, looks like Snitsky, the big, big, tall, bald guy, my buddy. So,
Matt Fandle?
Yeah, one of the managers there, massive dude, looks like a wrestler, played arena football, the guy. Yeah, I think he's a wrestler,
too. Yeah, I talked to him once, too, because I needed an answer on something. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I remember once there was, like, an odds boost for Aaron Judge to hit a home run. And I said, do these odds boost ever win? He's like, oh, God, no. Oh, God,
well,
no.
I mean, look, See, look.
The boost now. It's like, no.
All right. I mean, yeah, look, they're not foolish, right? That's why they talk about these things keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's not because they're losing
like
money, so they know what they're doing.
I don't want the shoes, but they knock 20% off. Oh, take my money, right? Like, you're like, no, I'm not going to bet at a plus 190.
The thing is,
man, they're giving me plus 270. I'm all in. Let's go.
That's the kind of shopper that I am, and that's why I always fall for these things. It's really simple. When it's buy one, get one half off, well, I now need the second one. I'm spending more money, but you're giving me the second one half off. I have but no choice.
Yeah, you're buying it. You're easily influenced. You're easily.
I
hate that.
I am.
The 7-Eleven across the street from my place here, bro. And one bottle of Pepsi or Coke, like a 2-liter, is like it's like $3.50 or something. But if you're a 7-Eleven rewards member, which I did just because it was so annoying, it's 2 for $4. I don't want two big bottles of Pepsi. But what am I going to do, Kevin? Right? Am I going to pay $3.50 for one bottle of Pepsi?
It's the big gold situation all over again.
And then I'm crushing Pepsis all week, bro. I'm sitting here drinking liters of Pepsi.
But I'm telling you, this is what happened to me with the big gulps. When they had to put all the rules in, is because the value was the big gulp, so I had to keep getting the biggest size. I can't buy a small.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. You and Cam are the same. I hear that. What about this Marquette team? Which team? Which roster did you? Which roster did you like? Which rosters are you looking at here that caught your eye? Syracuse team, Boeheim's, Boeheim's arm. Golden Eagles that are the Marquette.
It's interesting with Malachi Richardson.
Texas Tech, Illinois, South Dakota combo team, which is pretty good. That's a team I keep my eye on. Mike Dom can really ball, bro, from South Dakota. He's a good player. And that Maroney guy from Texas Tech is good. And then you get the dunker dudes from Illinois that are electric. I'm telling you, that Illinois team, what's their name, this team? What are they? Hard to keep up with their stupid names
team
of this team.
Payne or something like that? Because they're from, like,
Champaign,
I think.
They're the House of Payne. Yeah. They're the House of Payne. smell like champagne. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Keep your eye on that team, man. That's the team I'm going to be looking at, actually, is a dark horse.
I'm a little interested in this Big X team that's going to play on the opening day, made up a lot of Big Ten players. I saw Nick Ward on the team, and he was awesome for Michigan State this past year, right?
Hold on,
a reason they were becoming everybody's darling.
It's on the other side. Hey, here.
You got it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night. Vent it. Man, this show has just flown by here this evening. Shout out to everybody joining us. Shout out to everybody celebrating their 4th of July, including Kevin Walsh in Queens, who joins us right now. So what's the big plans for the 4th of July? Kevin, what do you got going on? I guess the big plan,
man.
You're watching a basketball tournament. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the TVT is obviously going to take up a lot of my day, but I'll tell you what happened is I was gifted a bottle of peanut butter screwball whiskey, and I'm personally someone who loves peanut butter, right? I eat peanut butter sandwiches, Reese's my favorite candy, and I've been wanting to try this, and it was gifted to me recently. So that's pretty much what my 4th of July plans will consist of, is giving that bottle a try, putting a dent in it. Wow. If it ends up being as good as I think it's going to be, and enjoying this TBT tournament.
Yeah, you know, I got screwed because Canada Day was on Wednesday, but we were on the air. And it's the thing, bro. Like for the last like 18 years, like me and Cam, like I don't get either one because I'm always on in both countries all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, it's a holiday
right there.
It isn't here or it isn't there. You know what I mean? So it's always this one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So poor Cam never got to barbecue or get drunk or anything. So he's going to do that tomorrow. And I can't because I've got dental issues this week. And I'm on antibiotics and stuff. And I could be irresponsible, Kevin. They told me to take all of them. I've got one more day left tomorrow of them. All right. I got one more tonight and then three more tomorrow. So I could just say, I won't kill me if I don't take these three, right? And then drink tomorrow. But I'm going to be responsible and do the right thing, you know? Plus, my mouth hurts, so I want to take
them. I think that's a good call.
Yeah, yeah, I want to take them. I want to get over this and move forward. I don't want to half-ass it like the coronavirus response. Yeah. I want to deal with it, and then I'll move on. And I'll get drunk next week. You know what I'm saying? So tomorrow, I'll be up betting. Oh, yeah, I'll watch the games. I'll be sober, though. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'll be able to see the TV teams clearer than anybody. Speaking of Canada Day, did you see Jericho's jacket?
Oh, yeah, well, Le Champion. Yeah, great stuff from Le Champion.
Le Champion!
Yeah, I love that, Le Champion.
Winnipeg's own.
he really is the best, this guy. Like, the best is when it, like, his, so I love
funny,
what he, I love when he does the analysis, so when he does, you know, every once in a while. So once they're doing a match and he was talking about like the different classes of guys, and it's like, you know, he's like Dustin Rhodes. He's like, this is the elite of the elite. And he's like, he's beating up someone. He goes, this is like the Winnipeg Jets playing the Phoenix Coyotes or something. Like, he's bigging up the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets have never won before, right? But he's like, the Jets are the greatest hockey team in the history of hockey. And he's like, you know, this is like a mismatch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like a mismatch in the ring. He's like, it's a mismatch. He goes, it's like the Winnipeg Jets against anybody. And he goes, did you guys know the Winnipeg Jets are the greatest hockey team ever? And they're like, oh, yeah, we know. The Jets are great at hockey. I'm like, no, they're not. They've never won once.
Yeah.
He sells it.
But that's the thing.
He goes, the great Winnipeg Jets.
You have but no choice to believe him.
Yeah. Le Champion. I love how he drops
it's
that.
Amazing.
Le Champion. He walks out like.
With his best selling that champagne.
His best line. His lines are so good. Like, I love the Vanguard stuff. You're gonna regret this, Vanguard. Like when he's yelling at the drone. I don't know who he was.
When he yelled, "Release the hounds!" and his dog started barking at the drone.
I love too. I think it was Mike Tyson, man. He's getting into it with Mike Tyson. And he's like, why don't you shut your mouth, Mountain Dew for brains? Because it was the best line ever. He goes, Mountain Dew for brains. And he chops up. He goes, shut your mouth, Mountain Dew. He goes, you got Mountain Dew for a brain. And it was like a Mountain Dew brain line. I was like, dude, it's the stupidest line ever, but it's so good. Like Jerry.
Yeah.
What was up with my boy, Sammy Cabell?
He's delusional.
He's threatening to rape Sasha Banks or something? Not good. It's not good at all.
It's these guys, they go on these things and they think these things are funny and they're not. It comes back to hurt him. Now, you know, Sammy has, you know, apologized and it's come off as sincere as somebody could in that position, but you know, you have but no choice to, you know, if you're going to do it right, you have but no choice to take those things seriously and offer up a punishment. If you're another company, though, right, that also maybe runs a wrestling organization, maybe you don't care about those things.
I don't know, and I don't want to be naive and stuff, but it seemed to be pretty genuine what he said. He said, you know, listen, I was a jackass. I've said a lot of stupid things before. I was on a podcast. I thought I was funny. I was cracking jokes. It wasn't funny. And I like what he said. He said, I'm genuinely embarrassed. What he said, he goes, I'm genuinely embarrassed for my family and that I put them in this position. And he said, I believed it. Like when you could tell because what he said at the end, he said, I hate myself. At the end, he goes, I hate myself for this. And he goes, and I always will. He goes, I just hate myself. And I think people are like, and even Sasha Banks spoke to him, right? Told him, listen, you know what I mean? Get on with your life here. It's good. I'm not going to make a big deal about this. But, but hey, like you said, man, you know, what happened with this, Kevin, actually? So it all came about, basically, people were talking about abuse in the wrestling world, right? There was a hashtag. It sort of started sort of like a Me Too of wrestling. Like, this wrestler and this promoter and this and that. And everybody was sharing stories. Pro wrestlers were coming clean. And this happened to me and that happened there and this and that. And quite a few people lost their job, bro, right? Like, what, 5, 6, 7 guys got canned in the last week and a half or so?
Yeah, especially, I mean, and when you like, broaden the scope of it, like not even just guys in the top companies. There was a lot of people that lost their jobs because, you know, this is the thing with something like wrestling, right? Because there are so many different, organizations, if you will, right, or lines of work that have, you know, been so male dominant, and then it puts them in those positions to have all of this power. And we've seen it, right? There are people who they don't know how to act, and they're creepy, and they're bad people, and they abuse that power. And as women are continuing to try to break through into the sport, and that women's revolution is very real, right? Like they've continued to evolve the sport, but there's a lot of guys who, you know, they don't see them as equals, right? They see it as an opportunity, and it's not apples to apples, right? But it's similar to what we're talking about when it comes to, you know, the Washington, you know, to be named laters, in that, you know, the standards are being raised across the board. We're fixing the standards of what is acceptable and what's not acceptable, and it's a very, very good thing.
Kevin Walsh kicking it with us. So let me ask you, Kevin, the NBA, I brought this up earlier, they're going to have they're going to put statements, if the players want to, on the back of their jerseys. So Black Lives Matter, say their name, vote, I can't breathe, justice, peace, freedom, enough, power to the people, justice now, say your name, cease, poigne, yes we can, liberation, see us, hear us, respect us, love us, listen to us, stand up, ally, anti-racist, I am a man, speak up, how many more, group economics, education reform, and a mentor. I said earlier right now, whoever does Power to the People is going to be like the most popular guy right away. And just imagine to the player, and there's Power to the People in the paint with a thunderous dunk, right? Like, so who's going to wear Power to the People? I'm thinking Greek Freak. I'm thinking I'm thinking Greek Freak's going to roll out with a Power to the People on his back. What do you think? You're a LeBron guy. I'm thinking LeBron might go with Mentor. Mentor is one of them.
I wonder, I'm surprised LeBron genuinely wasn't able to get more than an athlete on that list, because I don't think I saw it there.
Yep.
I'm surprised that didn't make the list. I'll say, now Marv Albert opted out, and obviously more than understandable. But Marv is someone that is, I've always found funny, bless him. But in my house, it's so funny. My brothers and I, we always laugh about him getting guys' names wrong, right? Could you imagine him trying to call games where now nobody's names are even on the back of their jersey, right? Like, someone made the joke that he would just, you know, he would basically be like, and he genuinely would be like, there's Power to the People for three. Because at that point, he'd just have to give up.
Oh, no, he'd be so, like I said, Marv, God bless him. But over the last couple of years, he's struggling a bit. Can you imagine him now? Justice Now. He'd be like, who the hell is Justice Now? Yeah. Like, I don't even know who that is. Like, it's going to be.
Yeah,
it's a good phase, bro. Like, Kevin Harlan and stuff, they're going to have to study this. They're going to have to look, because it's going to be like, yeah, Dwight, like, Kyle Lowry doesn't say Lowry anymore. And when he's flying in the paint, you're going to have to know. No. Kyle Lowry says Justice Now on his back. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have to know what Justice Now was Lowry, right? Like,
he kicks into Black Lives Matter for three. Like, you just, you gotta do your homework.
I just can't wait till I can't breathe and Black Lives Matter get into a fight under the rim.
Oh my goodness.
Swear to God, you'd have one guy with the word peace on his back fighting, like, Serge Ibaka is going to have the word peace on his back as he's strangling Ben Simmons with equality around his neck. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, I hope, I really cannot wait to see what the Morris twins have on their respective jerseys.
Oh, yeah. You know what they're going to have? F you.
Yeah.
You know the Morris? Morris is like, I ain't putting nothing on nothing. That's what he's saying.
The Morrises,
they're all like, no, I'm not even putting my name on my jersey. I'm not putting anything. Like,
right. This is the opportunity, though, for them to put something, you know, they each can go with something different. That way, you know, people won't continue to confuse it. And I know they still play on different teams, but, like, I mean, yeah, that's what happens when you have identical twins who both play the same sport. Like, yeah.
Some of those alternate jerseys, bro, in the football season. Somebody alternate jerseys in the football season. Same thing. Like, the announcers are screwed, bro. Like, you can't read. Like, I remember too hockey. I was in the press box. I'm like, I can't tell who anyone is. Like, I have no idea. Listen, NBA, there's only five guys on the court. You're going to be able to tell who Dwight Howard is and who LeBron is. But Marv Albert would struggle. Come on. You think Marv Albert knows who the 7th and 8th Raptors are, bro?
Yeah.
In the best of times, he would struggle.
I mean, look, and bless him again. But, like, Hassan Whiteside, we'd be putting a layup up, and he'd think it's Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. It happens to the best of us. I can't rip anyone. I asked Big Man on campus earlier. He goes, I like the team in the tournament with all the films. I said, which one are they? He goes, Brotherly Love. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. I saw these, like, other D12 and Max this and how paid. I didn't see Brotherly Love. I was like, oh, yeah, there they are, Brotherly Love. All right, hang in here. We'll get Kevin's wrap up. Level 2 Friday Night Freak Show. Be back Sunday night. Final segment next. 2-minute warning. Click.
We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, great job tonight, Yang, getting some love in the chat. Great job, smooth operator. All right, unfortunately, this sucks, man. Like, I've been looking forward to this MLS tournament. We knew that FC Dallas had problems, but word now is FC Dallas continues to get hit hard by COVID-19, and now every player on the team is in isolation. First game coming up on Thursday, they're uncertain if they can play. They don't think they're going to have enough guys to field the team on Thursday. Tournament hasn't even started yet, Kevin, and we got a team that can't play. And I tell you what, we're already saying this. And you know
they
were playing?
Supposed to be scrimmaging Vancouver Whitecaps. This weekend.
The Vancouver Whitecaps. The Whitecaps get the 3 points then, bro. Like, get used to this, Kevin. This is going to be the new sports world. If you're the Whitecaps, we can't get screwed because of this. Give us the 3 points. You know what I mean? You get the 3 points.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
this sucks, bro.
Wow.
Like, you know, the tournament
hasn't even
started yet.
They're scrimmaging against NYCFC.
Yeah, well, that's canceled. So that hurts NYFC now.
Obviously canceled. It does. I mean, it's this icky thing. But the reality of it is, coronavirus has to be a part of any handicapping / gambling that you do for anything that you're looking to wager on.
Yeah, it's tough to pull it on futures here. As I say this, I ask you, who do you like in the future of this basketball tournament? Like you said, too, one guy gets corona, the entire team's eliminated of this tournament, as Kevin Walsh told us. We got less than a minute, Kevin. Who's going to win this thing? It's going to be Carmen's Crew, Overseas Elite. Who you going with?
I'm going with Overseas Elite. It's probably the best team the TVT has ever seen. It's Joe Johnson is like Durant going to the Warriors. I do think they'll win this thing, assuming they don't end up getting suspended through COVID.
I think Overseas Elite's going to get redemption for last year as well. Take the underdogs tomorrow in these games, those guys. I like that Stillwater team getting the 6.5 points. Kevin Walsh with us, big man on campus. Great stuff. Check out Kevin this weekend talking basketball on Sports Grid. Great job by Yang. Shout out. We apologize to people we didn't get to on the phones, man. The night just flew by tonight. We'll see you Sunday night. Other than that, you're on your own. Later. Happy 4th of July.